الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending to his existence. He exists without a beginning, without a place, without a direction. He does not resemble the creations in any way. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. The following is a section pertaining to the conditions of following the Imam in prayer. Everyone who follows an Imam while performing the prayer, the Jumu'ah prayer or other prayers, must fulfill the seven following matters. The first is that the follower, Ma'mum, must not be ahead of one's Imam in the standing position where one stands. Simultaneously, in the standing position with the Imam is disliked but does not invalidate one's prayer. The Ma'mum must not be ahead of one's Imam in the standing position or in saying the opening Allahu Akbar. Therefore, the follower must delay saying the opening Allahu Akbar until after the Imam's opening Allahu Akbar is completely uttered. Similarly, the prayer of the follower is invalid. That is, the follower's prayer is not established if he says his opening Allahu Akbar during that of the Imam. Simultaneously with the Imam in other parts of the prayer is disliked makruh, and the merit of the congregational prayer is lost, with the exception of saying Ameen. That is, to say Ameen after reciting Al-Fatiha, because it is a sunnah for the follower to say that simultaneously with one's Imam. The follower is prohibited to precede the Imam by one complete integral of action, such as the follower performing ruku' and then performing i'tidal before the Imam performs ruku'. However, the follower's prayer is not invalidated by doing that. One's prayer is invalidated by inexcusably preceding the Imam by two consecutive integrals of action, which are both long, or one is long and the other is short, such as the follower performing ruku' and i'tidal and then starts going down to perform sujood while the Imam is still in the standing position that precedes the ruku'. Similarly, the Ma'mum invalidates his prayer if he lags behind the Imam by two integrals of action without an excuse, such as if the Imam performs ruku' and then i'tidal and starts to go down to perform sujood while the Ma'mum is still in the standing position that precedes ruku' without an excuse. The Ma'mum's prayer is invalidated by that. And the Ma'mum's prayer is also invalidated by lagging behind one's Imam by more than three long integrals of action, like a ruku' and two sujoods, despite an excuse, such as the Ma'mum's slow recitation of Al-Fatiha. If the Ma'mum stays behind to finish the recitation of the Fatiha, and during this time the Imam has finished his ruku' and two prostrations, and has sat for the tashahud, or stood up for another rak'ah, then the Ma'mum must stop reciting the Fatiha and be in unison with his Imam. In addition to this, the Ma'mum must perform a rak'ah after the closing salam of the Imam, for he has missed this rak'ah. If the Ma'mum does not follow his Imam, rather he continues with his own order, his prayer is invalidated. However, if the Ma'mum finishes reciting the Fatiha before the Imam precedes the Ma'mum with more than three long action integrals, that is, before the imam has sat for the tashahhud or stood up for another rak'ah, then the ma'moom follows his own order until he catches up with the imam. The second is that the follower must know the movements of his imam by either seeing the imam or some of the followers who see the imam, or by hearing the voice of the imam or the voice of the conveyor. The third is that the follower must be with his imam in a mosque, masjid, even if the distance between the two exceeds 300 cubits, or else if they were not in a masjid, they must be within approximately 300 cubits. If the followers were many rows, it is a condition that the distance between the follower and the row in front of him not to exceed 300 cubits, even if the distance between the follower and the imam was several farsakhs. The fourth is that if they were not in a masjid, the follower must not have any barrier between him and the imam, which prevents the follower from reaching the imam, such as a wall or a locked door, or seeing the imam, such as a closed door. The fifth is that the format of the follower's prayer must agree with the format of the imam's prayer in the apparent actions, even if they differ in the intention and number of rak'ahs. For example, it is invalid for the performer of the daily obligatory prayer, such as the obligatory dhuhr, to follow the performer of the funeral prayer, Salatul Janaza, for the two prayers differ in format. The sixth is that the follower must not disagree enormously with his imam in a recommended act by doing it, like the sitting for the first tashahud. Like if the imam were to leave it and the follower does it, the follower's prayer is invalidated. Or by leaving it, like sujudu sahu, like if the imam were to do it and the follower were to leave it. However, disagreeing with one's imam in a recommended act, which does not constitute an enormous disagreement, such as jilsatul istiraha, which is a brief sitting after the second sujood before standing up, does not invalidate the follower's prayer. The seventh is that in the Jumu'ah prayer, the repeated prayer, the congregational prayer combined, because of rain, and the one vowed to be prayed in congregation, the follower must have the intention to follow the imam while saying the opening Allahu Akbar. And in other prayers, other than the aforementioned, the follower must have the intention to follow the imam before following the imam in his actions after a long wait, even if the intention is not established while saying the opening Allahu Akbar. However, if the follower awaits his imam but does not follow him, or follows him accidentally, or follows the imam intentionally without a long wait, the follower's prayer is not invalidated. It is an obligation upon the imam to have the intention that he is leading the prayer in the Jumu'ah prayer and the repeated Mu'ada prayer, while saying the opening Allahu Akbar. However, this is recommended in other prayers, that is, other than Jumu'ah prayer and the repeated prayer, in order for the imam to get the reward of Jama'ah. The repeated Mu'ada prayer is the prayer one performs again in congregation after having prayed it alone or in congregation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to perform the obligations and to refrain from the sins, and Allah knows best.